The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Hello and welcome to the Surrey Storm Podcast with me, Emily Nemeth, and the ever so delightful Andy Lamb. You don't often get introed. I quite know, like doing
you.
That.
Well, hang on, do you want to do that again? I'll add a bit of atmosphere.
No, that's it. That's your lot.
For the season.
That's it, literally forever. Don't get ahead of yourself. Well, we've seen a bit of a funny place this week with everything that's going on globally, let alone in netball. But this week we are really fortunate that we've heard from Ellie Kelk, our lovely new shooter who made our Surrey Storm debut last week. And I'm sure we're going to have a word from Dr. Niamh Cooper as well.
Hello, Niamh Cooper here, Surrey Storm player. As we all know, COVID-19 or coronavirus is here. And following the announcement from England Netball this week to postpone the league until the end of April, I would just like to remind our fans, players, coaches and volunteers of the responsibility that we have to protect ourselves and others. When not playing netball, I work as a doctor in an A&E department in Belfast, and we know now that those who are older and those who have chronic medical conditions are more at risk from this serious virus. We can help vulnerable members of society through our own actions, and I encourage us to do this. We need to slow the spread of this virus to allow our NHS staff to cope with the vulnerable patients that will need to attend for support. Most young and fit individuals will have a mild flu-like illness for several days and recover well. However, we need to work selflessly and together and as a team and community to limit the spread to our loved ones. Some things we can do are really simple. Wash your hands. Do this for a minimum of 20 seconds and as regularly as possible. Avoid touching your face with unclean hands and avoid hugging or shaking hands with others where possible. If you do have to go out and about, keep 2 metre distance from others. And if you cough or sneeze, do it into the crease of your elbow or into a tissue and make sure to dispose of this into the bin. Work from home if possible. And for now, limit nights out and big nights in. Please remember that although schools are closed and a lot of trainings and stuff are cancelled, this is not an opportunity to socialise elsewhere. It's really important that we comply with social distancing to try and allow the NHS to cope with the patients that are contracting this virus. If you do have symptoms, stay at home and self-isolate. The ability to combat this is in our hands. But for now, stay safe. We're in this as a team, and I hope to be back on court with you all, feeling fit and well, very soon. All the best. Bye.
Emily, this time last week, Thursday training, was that when the decision was taken to go ahead?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm honest, we were just being led by England Netball all the way through. So the provision was that we were to follow government advice, which was that as long as everyone was following the hand washing guidelines and all the rest of it, then we were good to go ahead. And obviously the announcement came out last Thursday that things were relatively okay to go ahead. So yeah, we were full steam ahead.
Everything at that stage as well was obviously still pretty open. And was there maybe some concerns last week ahead of that Thunder game from the players?
I don't know if concern's the right word. I think obviously with everyone in the UK relevant of sport, people had already been sort of been spoken to by their employers regarding working from home, or our teachers have been spoken to about being able to remotely educate using different software. So everyone was kind of aware that this was ticking over. But again, I think because it was on the cards, it was on the table, it was happening, we just had our minds set on the fact that we had a game and we were going to prepare for that as best as we possibly could.
Mickey was on Sky talking about the advice that you'd taken from England Netball ahead of the game. The game went ahead. What was the atmosphere like around Surrey Sports Bar?
I mean, it was definitely quieter than it had been. I mean, I don't know what our official numbers were. I'm going to put my neck out and say there was still over 700 people there. But obviously it was odd. I mean, it was odd not having that fan interaction, which we're really well known for. And I think the girls love, the fans love a relevant result. We didn't have as much activation beforehand. But in terms of the building itself, you know, everything was still operational. It still is. Sports Park is still open as of, you know, 7:30 on Thursday night. So it could have had more atmosphere, but it was still a really lovely game of netball and a great place to be, as it always is with Storm.
Were spectators still out in force, or was that maybe a bit more reduced than usual?
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit more reduced than usual, but you have to give credit to our fans and the people that are invested in this team, because they were still out in force and they were invested in the game till the very, very last second. where I think we shot just on the whistle and it went, and they just loved it and it was great. And, you know, credit to Thunder for a really good performance. But ultimately, I actually think we played some really nice netball and it gave us plenty to look at. Unfortunately, it's just where we're able to put it back into practice now.
And that break as well, obviously not ideal, but that progress from week one to now, it's getting there and it's building.
Yeah, I mean, we've had, if you look at the run of games, we've had obviously Dragons obviously winning by one, Pulse losing by one. Sirens were a really, really class act, and I keep sort of saying that everywhere, but they were, we didn't do ourselves many favours in that game, but you, their front end particularly were impeccable. And then Thunder, I mean, they're the reigning champs, and they came at us like reigning champs would come at us. So it was a frustrating game, but actually I think the girls came away from it quite proud of themselves. Our back end did really, really well. Leah Middleton got our player of the match. Credit to Neve Cooper, who had a good old run out of centre as well. And Katie Holland, Katie Hughes leading from the front. So yeah, there's still work to be done, and we know that, but we also know that we've got it in our locker to get better results than we have been getting.
Everybody's in this together, obviously. The fans, the players, you as management as well. Is it? It's just obviously just about seeing how long this lasts and being there on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm honest, it's heartbreaking. I think all the work, don't forget, we've come in as a unit since September. So it's been a really long time in the making, and a win, lose or draw, you're there to play netball. Like these, it's a huge part of all of our lives. It's all that some of us do, you know, so it is heartbreaking. And I think the frustration from the fans and all the rest of it, but then ultimately it's just netball, and I'm a huge advocate of that at the best of times. And everyone's health, well-being and everything that's going on in the grand scheme of life at the moment, it's tiny, but it doesn't stop it being heartbreaking.
In this deep clean note, I would say one small thing. You managed to find Storm the Stag and Scorcher.
They have. You know,
they haven't
what?
Been shoved back in the cupboard, have they?
No, I don't. I'd hope not. Gosh, the RSPCA will be onto us. But I don't know. I don't know what his sleep pattern is, old Storm the Stag. But he just pops up at the most unusual of times. But yeah, he's been going strong for a while now. One of the highlights from last weekend's game was the lovely Ellie Kelk making her Surrey Storm debut. And we've been speaking to her about that match.
Ellie, first of all, you joined from Mavs, didn't you? So having worked your way through the MPL, what was the appeal like to join Storm?
It was just a new environment, really. Obviously, having a year out of an injury, just wanted that new environment, come back with a fresh start, new team, new coaches, just a new training environment. And I think that's probably one of the best decisions, just having that fresh start really, and being good to be part of a new team and a new chapter really.
And the fact that you obviously had the chance to make that change following the ACL, did that maybe help a little bit, just to reassess things?
Yeah, there was a bit of a difficult time, like transitioning from the clubs, just with like the programs and like S&C and just where things are at, so that was probably a bit more difficult. But as soon as I was back training and like back with the girls in a competitive environment, it's been really smooth, and yeah, I've absolutely loved the time that I've been there so far.
What's Mickey brought to your game so far?
She's really technical, and she knows a lot of things about every single court area. Like as a goal shooter, she's brought so much like to my game, and like just really helped, just the really, really small things. Just, oh, you can do this, do that. It's just those small things, and just she's really like helped me come back and enjoy the game. And yeah, the girls are amazing as well. So yeah, no, it's a really good environment to be in.
Obviously, things going on elsewhere at the minute. If we look at Thunder last weekend, going into the game, what was it like among the players? Was there, I don't know, apprehension before playing, or?
There was a little bit, but we just tried to ignore everything that was going on. Like, we knew that we had a game to play. None of us were sure what was going to happen after that game, so we just had to attack it just like every normal game, really. But yeah, obviously it wasn't the result, the performance we wanted, but maybe we'll just go back to the drawing board when it comes back to it.
And Surrey Sports Park at best is obviously packed, but was there maybe less of a crowd? Was it a different atmosphere?
No, I mean, the Storm fans were amazing. I turned around, I was like, oh my God, there's so many people. I didn't expect it to be that busy. I know it was a sold-out game, but no, everything going on, everyone turned up, and yeah, it was a great atmosphere in there.
What was it like then before you were on? Did Mickey just simply say, oh, right, get on? Or did you have a bit of a warning?
I just kind of got told that Emmy and I just both got told to keep warm, and then the next minute Emmy came over and was like, you're on. So didn't really have too much time to think about it, but it was good to get out there.
But it was nice because not longer after that you scored first point, bit of a weight off your mind.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's always important to just try and get that first one and just settle the nerves a bit. But yeah, no, it was really good to get out there. Hopefully we have to play some more soon, but yeah, no, we don't know what's going to happen.
Obviously, bit of a strange situation at the minute. Maybe just got straight off court, got changed and then went off home. Not maybe with that interaction with fans afterwards. Again, that must have been really strange.
Yeah, no, it was really strange because it was the first time that I've played at a sports park. So obviously you want to engage with the fans. But yeah, no, it was all for the right reasons. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get back and speak to our fans soon.
It's a bit of an unknown at the minute, obviously, and as and when this league comes back. Have you got any personal thoughts on what should maybe happen? Should we start it again in 2021?
It's a difficult one. Yeah, I don't really know what's going to happen. Potentially something else could happen in like the summertime. But there's so many different factors that everyone has to consider. So we'll just have to play it by ear and see what England Netball and the league decide to do.
Yeah, no one really knows, which is the thing. Finally, just a message to those Storm fans in this time.
Yeah, no, stay safe. Stay with your loved ones and hopefully we'll be back soon.
Ellie there, easy to say, but making your debut in that kind of atmosphere, maybe not the best way to do it, but you could tell that she enjoyed it and just nice to be on and part of the home crowd.
Always going to be nerve-wracking, whether it's your first game, your 100th game, or otherwise. It was really unsettling, I think, for all, you know, 20 players that were there that day on court. And don't forget, Ellie's just come back from an ACL sort of rehab process, and she's worked so hard while she's been at Storm to get herself fit. And you know, we at one point thought she was going to come to that Bath tournament before Christmas, and she wasn't signed off by our fitness team, so she's had to work so hard to get to this point. So yeah, I think probably frustrating for her that it wasn't in sort of the flying duck egg glue environment that it can be given everything that's going on. But I'm just so glad, given the uncertainty of the future of the league, that she got on court and she was able to feel what it's like to wear that colour at Sports Park. And she did herself really, really proud. I think she would love to have made some changes coming off the court, but actually she did do really well. And it's nice to know that we've got someone that promising and someone with such a bright future in our midst.
Both the Storm Twitter, and I think it's your Twitter as well, both keeping us involved over this time. Have you seen the main Storm Twitter after 20 socks in a bin?
Can I just say, I need to do a little shout out now, which is a bit out of character for me. There's a guy who works at Sports Park called Tom Bonnet, who runs our media marketing across Storm and Surrey Scorchers basketball team. And he is a good kid. He is doing really, really well with it. So he's done this 20 goal sock challenge with Scorchers, getting sort of 16 or 32 people to do a bit of a round robin, and now he's got Storm in as well, and it looks amazing. I do not back myself enough, which is horrific because I am a shooter, but I'm going to quite happily sit back and watch these people trying to sink socks into a bin.
Are you not going to put yourself forward?
Oh, I don't know, maybe I will. Maybe
you,
if I get
a management
peer pressure
one as well.
We could. Oh, I mean, I beat Mickey, that's fine. But I don't know, Danny's a bit fierce with stuff like that. I don't know, we'll have to see. But yeah, it's he's doing a really good job. I think there's going to be lots of stuff coming through in the next few days. I mean, I would again also, like, all the franchises, all the stuff that's coming through their social media, I'm loving. And I'm loving the amount of engagement and involvement. And, you know, Laura Malcolm, Camilla Buchanan, Yaz Parsons, all these people, like, putting Shona Forbes just did a cute one on Twitter with her son Rex. You know, it's everyone trying to keep everyone active and keep them invested and their spirits up and their fitness, you know, going during this really uncertain time. So I am loving social media at the moment. My husband is not loving the amount I'm on my phone, but I am loving the amount of netball engagement on Twitter.
Remind us of yours again.
Oh, I'm just keen. I'm interested, and it's a genuine personal interest, of people's all-time netball seven with one sub. So one person, past, present or future, in each position, any nationality, any age, any combination. And it's been really, really interesting what people are throwing out. Really interesting.
Has any name on that so far surprised you or?
Do you know what? I think Jeeva's probably the most consistent in terms of keeps popping up.
Deal with
that. Other than that, I mean, you can't argue that, really.
Nah.
Other than that, it's been really varied. Because my couple that I already kind of had in my bag were definitely Jeeva. For me personally, Sheryl McMahon at goal attack. I just think I'm so glad that I was around when she was playing over in Oz, because she's amazing. Tempara Bailey at wing attack. Ex-Kiwi captain, because she's just out of this world ridiculous. And then after that, I'm a little bit... Yeah, I'm just quite interested in what people come out. Oh, Sonia for me as well, because Sonia Jeeva as a unit, Sonia as a goal defence with Jeeva behind her, they really were unstoppable, not just at the Storm, but, like, you know, internationally for all those years. So, but yeah, I'm loving it. It brings out the absolute netball geek in me. And we've had answers from all over the world as well, which is nice.
I know, I think I got as far as Cookie Greenway done, but then we didn't get any further than that, did we? So I'll have to have a think after we record this.
Yeah, no, do. Yeah, everyone should do one, because it's a nice way to pass 5 minutes of your time as well.
What are you on Twitter?
I'm Wise1Emily, so Wise the number one Emily.
Get involved, keep the netball chat going over this break. We might appear next week, because we have spoken to a couple of Storm greats, so we'll see what's what on that, but in the meantime, get in touch. We're at Surrey Storm and the number 10.
Stay together, stay safe.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.